McDermott.
Yeah, hi, Dave.
How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Do you know Parv?
No, but hello, Parv.
Hello, Dermot. How are you doing?
Do you know what our format is? We've got a list of standard questions. A few of them, we introduce the odd new one about every 3 weeks.
Okay, sounds good. So how has your lockdown been?
Got nothing to compare it to, really, Dermot. I mean, it's strange. People are starting to loosen up now, aren't they, and drift out. I don't know what it's like. Where do you live, Dermot?
I live in East Dulwich, just near Peckham Rye, southeast.
Oh, okay. And how's that in terms of people wandering around maskless and doing the usual things?
Peckham Rye last week was like the park stage at Glastonbury Festival, you know?
Oh, was it really? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there could be a second wave coming down the line here.
And how are you? Are you cautiously walking around in a mask and gloves, or are you...
Well, no, I mean, I've been in self-isolation for about 2 years, so I'm kind of used to this shit.
So you're getting the hang of it?
Yeah.
Tell you what, Dave, I've just got off the phone to the office because we've got 3 people in today.
Because
we're slowly starting to...
Have you really? Wow.
Yeah, try and get back to normal. And I've just got off the phone to Bex, actually, and I just said, what's it like? And there's 3 of them in. They're all sitting separately away from each other.
How many people do you have, Parv?
We have, in that office there, it's probably close to sort of 40 on any given day.
Okay.
Are you still working?
No, Parv, I've been doing my own thing for a couple of years now, just kind of bouncing around, kind of freewheeling freelance stuff. A few of my own things as well. And it's been a real kind of interesting mix of different things. I'm less reliant on agency work. I felt like I was probably a bit too reliant on getting freelance work from ad agencies because that was the kind of the world that I knew and came out of.
Yeah.
So I'm more likely now, guys, to be honest with you, to get an interesting call from a big production company or an architect's practice or a client themselves. So the kind of the palette seems broader.
Yeah, great.
Which is really good.
So were you used to doing a little bit more work at home under your own auspices rather than going and sitting in other places? So there's less of a, as you say, less of a culture shock in this period.
Yeah, I was actually, Dave. And to be honest with you, I the last kind of year, frankly, my job has been my own project that I've been trying to get off the ground.
Okay.
And that's basically been my focus. I basically had too many ideas for the last 5 or 6 years, and they need time to properly deliver them. So I decided myself, one particular idea, which I've had about 10 years, basically just spend a year and do it. It was supposed to go live on July the 18th.
Yeah.
And it's obviously been iced because we were announcing it the week of the lockdown. So I'm keeping it going. I'm talking to investors. There's loads of different people involved in it. So that's basically been my job for the past year, getting that thing off the ground.
And is that something you want to give a plug to now, or is that top secret until it can...
I can't really now, but I'd love to come back and talk to you about it, because I know you guys would really like it.
Yeah, cool.
And, you know, like John Hegarty's been... John is the closest I have to a mentor, I guess. He's helped me with the name of it, the shape of it. He's, you know, I've introduced me to investors.
Brilliant.
So that's been great. But apart from that, I've just been doing a few freelancing things. Dave, you and I met at Droga.
Yep.
Love those guys. They call me, you know, when they have stuff that they need me for. I really like them. You know, Dave and Chris Watling and Dylan have always been very good to me. My mate Al McCush runs Sunshine, do some stuff with Al. And then the kind of, you know, you referred to the kind of mother diaspora. There's a whole bunch of them who are running their own agencies or owning their own agencies.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And, you know, I get stuff from them. And then I've just been doing a few of my own things. Like, I mean, you guys are into football like I am.
Yeah, that's right.
I advised the mayor's office on a cultural program around the Euro Championships.
Right. Quite fun.
Worked with...
I've got to just quickly interject and say, who do you support?
You guys are Gooners.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm a United fan.
I presumed you were United. Your accent gave it away.
Yeah, all the rural Irish are United. It's all the urban Irish who are Scouse.
Right.
Okay. So stuff like that. I'm working with the Vinyl Factory, arts organizations like Art Angel. Me and my mate Johnny Trunk, the DJ, we did a book launch for Canongate for J.J. Abraham's first book.
Okay.
Kind of weird and wonderful things. And the other thing that I've been involved with is a documentary film about the life and times of Shane McGowan, the lead singer of the Pogues.
Brilliant. When's that out?
Well, it was supposed to be out now, but it probably might get a preview in Tribeca in September. So it's a documentary film. It's like Scorsese's The Last Waltz, you know, the band?
Right, yeah.
So it's a half live concert, half documentary, directed by Julian Temple.
Oh, wow, brilliant. So we're going to ask you to recommend something to watch for people out there that they may not have considered.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I was reading Paddy Smith's M People and M Train rather, and she, Paddy Smith's kind of idea of chilling is to fly to London, go to a hotel in Covent Garden, and binge ITV cop dramas. Did you know that?
No.
Anyway, that's how she kind of lets off steam. So there's been a load of things that I missed that have been on for the last few years, like Line of Duty, and Collateral. And
Happy
Valley, and I watched all of those in a week, including the Welsh one, Hidden. Have you seen that one?
No.
Extraordinary.
Bob, have you seen Hidden?
No.
Never heard of that.
Welsh language cop drama, really good.
So you have to read it.
Yeah.
So you're going to go with Hidden. That seems like the quirkiest choice of that.
I know
some of the others, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Hidden. Okay. It's on the iPlayer.
Cool. All right, Parv, do you have a question there, Yorick?
Yeah, let's have a look. So, Dermot, have you done any DIY in your spare time? Have you picked up any new skills?
No, Parv, I'm absolutely useless at DIY. I'm hopeless. I mean, I start a job and I'll cause more work. I have managed to kind of rescue my garden, which was massively unloved, but I've had some assistance.
Okay, well, that counts.
Yeah, we'll take that. That's something that you haven't done, but it's, you know, allowed you to do it.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is a different one. When was the last time you wore non-elasticated trousers or jeans?
Oh, well, I don't wear leisure wear. I wear suits every day.
Well, even at home, even when you're locked in?
Yeah, like I'm like Nick Cave kind of guy. You know, Nick Cave wears a suit to go to be in queue to get some paint.
Does he really?
Yeah, so I come from the Nick Cave school of sartorial prowess.
Wow. Oh. I don't think we've met someone who's 100% anti-loungewear.
No, I don't have any loungewear, I have to say.
So if you're in all day on your own and you're not going out, you'd wear a suit?
Yeah.
Quirky. Okay, good. You're in a category of one there, Dermot.
Does that sound a bit Gilbert and George?
It's edging towards Gilbert and George. I think I would imagine even Gilbert and George have a little bit of loungewear, probably have some pyjamas they wander about.
You reckon tweed pyjamas maybe.
Probably. Yeah. So have you tried cooking sourdough?
I have to say, I'm not. Southeast London is quite.
You can't maybe a soup, can you?
Yeah, well, it's quite foodie around East Dulwich and Peckham. Everywhere you go, you're going to bump into a sourdough.
That is a risk. So, do you clap on a Thursday? Which I think has just ended, isn't it? So we might have to retire this question after we ask you.
Yeah, I have to say that I really like it, but I'm not really a joiner inner. You know what I mean? I'm kind of bemused by it. It seems a weird kind of British folk art.
Yeah.
I like it, but no, I haven't. Maybe I'm too self-conscious.
Do you observe it then, rather than
your
saucepans banging away?
Yeah,
so you're meeting the neighbours that you never would usually speak to.
Well, I speak to them anyway, but it's kind of more interesting watching the neighbours do it than actually do it yourself.
Dermot, are you drinking more or less alcohol, if you drink at all?
Yeah, no. Unfortunately, Parv, I don't drink any gargle for probably about 7 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do love pubs.
Yep.
And if I did still drink, I would be lagging to go to a pub. Zero alcohol.
What do you drink in a pub then, Dermot?
That's a really good question. There's only so many ginger beers a man can take, you know?
Yeah.
So it's either ginger beer or don't go.
Oh, really? So it's 100% ginger beer?
Yeah.
So, Dermot, if you could open one thing, pubs or the Premier League, what would you open?
Oh, can I say neither? Can I open churches?
Churches.
Yeah, I love. I'm not really part of any organised religion, but I love churches.
Have they been allowed to be open now, places of worship?
I don't know, but there's a few I really like, and you know, dicking around Soho and popping into the Portuguese one or the beautiful French one near Leicester Square with the Cocteau murals.
Where's the Portuguese one?
Portuguese one is just off Beak Street. It's where there's a Nottolenghi restaurant. I can't quite think of the name of the street. But the one I like best is the Brompton Oratory.
Right, I don't think I've been there. Oh, is that the one in Victoria?
No, the Brompton Oratory is in Knightsbridge, at the end of Knightsbridge.
Oh, I don't think I've been there. What makes that a good church?
It's just beautiful and the art is just incredible. You can spend hours in there. So to answer your question, Dave, I think probably football, but I've had to reconsider my relationship with football because I think, like a lot of people, I've done a kind of, you reassess things.
Since Solskjaer's turned up, you've had to reconsider your relationship.
Well,
Ferguson left.
Well, it's been a world of pain, but I don't know whether Solskjaer, I mean, he's obviously a good guy, but I don't know if he's any better than a Norwegian PE teacher, but that remains to be seen. The real problem we have, like you have, is an absentee landlord. You know, I've got a season ticket to United. I've got Sky, Amazon Prime, BT Sport, all that crap. And I'm really thinking, do I need all this stuff? And I think after this is all over, there's got to be a, if you want to watch stuff on a stream, why can't I just have a my club subscription? I don't want to watch Bournemouth against Burnley on a Monday night, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway.
The funny thing is, I think that's coming.
Good.
So you took us down a good little avenue there with you bucking our system, Dermot.
Oh, sorry, guys, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, no, no, it's interesting. What have you learnt about yourself in this period of isolation? I mean, been forced to stay in. Is there anything?
Well, not massively, because I've been used to this kind of rhythm of work, which is doing your own thing, sometimes at home. A lot of the time I'm meeting people, hustling. I've had days, you know, where you're waiting for someone to get back to you. So it's not been hugely disruptive for me in the way it probably has been for a lot of people who've been going into offices. There's a huge kind of positiveness coming down the line. I've never felt as optimistic as I do now.
Cool. Okay, so we've got one last question, Dermot, which might link into what you've just been talking about, which is, have you seen a piece of marketing that's appealed to you or you've hated in this period of isolation?
Well, I don't know if you can call it marketing, but the best thing I've seen has been, do you know Johnny Banger, sports banger? He's a bootlegger.
No.
He does this kind of agitprop political stuff, but it's funny because a lot of political stuff's quite boring.
Yeah.
But the best thing he did recently was, he's worth checking out on Twitter, but he, you know, the letter the Prime Minister sent out to tell people about the lockdown?
Yeah.
He asked kids under the age of 15 to basically tag or draw something on that letter. And then he did it as a competition, and he gave away prizes of his bootleg gear. But a lot of people engaged with it. It was a really charming, interesting idea. It also, it happened at a time when a lot of parents were homeschooling young kids. So it was quite playful, and it was just very fun. And, you know, there were a 14-year-old one, and she wrote, "We need PPE," in a very kind of creative way on top of it. So I thought that was really funny.
And how would we find that? Is that Sports Banger on Twitter?
If you go on Johnny Banger's Twitter feed, you will see it. I can send it to you as well.
Cool. Excellent. Well, great catching up.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Lovely to talk to you.
That's brilliant.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dermot. Brilliant.
See you, Dave.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
See you on the other side of this.
You certainly will. Postcards coming.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, Dermot.
Thank you.
Cheers.